Just when WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he's going to release UFO reports, the bottom falls out on him. We're with Alex Jones. Alex, where does Hillary Clinton fit into all of this?
Well, let me just comment on that. Absolutely. You know, we didn't get anything on the UFOs, which you know that they admit they're suppressing. We didn't get anything on the private Federal Reserve. We know a lot of people who weren't on the inside feeding him stuff that they wanted leaked were sending him other information. I mean, I get a lot of leaked stuff, so do you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so dangerous about these new bills. A year and a half ago, I got the Homeland Security and MIAC reports where it was documented that Homeland Security is focused on the American people. It has nothing to do with foreign cave-dwelling terrorists. So this system is built for us, and they're going to use this debacle now to try to start curtailing our freedom of speech. But getting back briefly to Hillary Clinton, I'm no fan of Hillary Clinton. Let's get that straight. But you were the only mainstream big national show to cover it at the time back in June of 2008. For 2 days, the mainstream media ran around all over D.C. looking for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They were supposedly meeting secret, but they disappeared for more than a day and a half. We knew where they would be, at the hotel where the Bilderberg group was meeting, and I got footage, and it's in my film, The Obama Deception, showing the armored SUVs coming in with the Secret Service, pointing their submachine guns at us, and later it came out that Hillary and Obama were indeed there, both Secretary of State later and, of course, the current president, but he wasn't elected yet, and they were neck and neck in the polls, and our internal sources did confirm that Hillary was told, stand down, she represents one camp, Obama another, you will be the Secretary of State, but Obama is going to win, he's going to be the president, he got four times the Wall Street money that John McCain did, so he was the guy, he was the heir apparent, President Obama is the guy they wanted in there. Now, we know that the Clintons have been in an internal war with the Obama camp. And that's even come out in the mainstream news. We know a month ago there were Wall Street Journal and Washington Post headlines about the top Democratic Party telling Obama, President Obama, not to run for president coming up in the 2012 election, and that Hillary was going to run. Then magically, in these communiques, and the State Department since the since 47 has always been a CIA front, or vice versa. I mean, that's standard procedure. I'm not saying it's good. It's just standard procedure to have her running spies, ordering the diplomatic corps to spy on people. I mean, that's what basically all these governments do. It's just part of the cloak and dagger. But they bring all this out to try to politically destroy her, and then she announces this is her last political office in public life. When she's done in a year and a half, she is going to leave. Now, that may be another lie from Hillary, but the point is that this was clearly pointed at the globalist enemies, at Iran, at Pakistan, at Hillary Clinton, at the Chinese. I mean, when you look at what is really in these cables, it just confirms and promotes so much of what certain sectors of the establishment, the ruling class, have been promoting and pushing. And so we really can see here this is a dirty trick against Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm not crying tears here. It's just that the signature of Assange being fed stuff that certain sectors of the establishment wanted out is clearly there. And you've got Newt Gingrich saying how much he loves it. You've got Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, saying he loves it. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Now Assange says he's got this encrypted code and that 10,000-plus people have been given the file, and that when he gives them the encryption code, they'll open it, and it's going to dwarf everything we've seen. Who knows? But clearly
– he might be right. He may have it.
Absolutely. I mean, we know he's been sent a lot of documents, and so it's an amazing time to be alive. But we need to get Julian Assange out of prison. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, they admit that it was consensual intercourse.
Well, that's what he did wrong. He was with the wrong women.
Well, exactly. But George, think about this. We now have senators in the news today like Lieberman and others, calling for indictments for espionage and treason of the New York Times for publishing this stuff. We had, what, 3 weeks ago. And, folks, you can pull this up on YouTube. The powerful Senator Jay Rockefeller over the key committee, he said we'd be better off without an internet. And he went forward and said, I want to shut down Fox News and MSNBC. So if they can go after the New York Times, MSNBC, and Fox, if they can cut the heads off of major juggernaut media organizations, then they can clearly set the precedent to go after their real target, places like Coast to Coast AM, .com, places like Infowars.com. We have got to stand with Julian Assange and stand for free speech and stand for transparency in government, because this is a false flag that has been staged by criminal rogue elements in the globalist structure to destabilize the world, because the banking cartel wants that right now. They want a war to cover up what they've done and to come in and start curtailing our free speech. And now we know that this has been their game plan, and this is an amazing time to be alive.